Welcome, guys. This is the Mother's Heroes Show, and you're listening to this podcast because you want to find some kind of solutions. You want to have an impact on climate change, on what is happening in the world of sustainability. It's not enough for us to just stand and demonstrate, which is extremely needed to raise the awareness, but we also have to funnel it somewhere. And this is why I'm very excited to talk to today's guest, who's Douglas Haske. He's the CEO of New Day Impact Investing. And it's not only an app, but it's an app you guys can download it. But they are a vertically integrated technology enabled asset manager and registered investment advisor. They are also a certified B Corporation. And I'm really looking forward to the man who changes impact investing for good.
Great, Maximilian. Thank you very much. Really a pleasure to be on your show today.
It's my pleasure. So what we want to figure out is really, because talking about things like sustainability and impact is always rather easy, right? Today, everybody tries to have an impact. This is why our first question is, what is your impact that you and your company is having today?
So a great question, and maybe it would be appropriate to talk about foundationally why we do the work that we do. And we built the New Day platform really because we wanted to understand what the impact could be if we were to unleash the power of this younger generation's vigor for deep and lasting change by providing them a mechanism for engagement that's more grassroots oriented, allowing them to really share their collectivized desire to change the world. And so what we have done at our core is not just provide a mechanism whereby virtually any investor of any size with any level of financial affluence could participate in that mission of really tilting capital towards organizations that are truly making a difference in changing the world. And alongside that set of core investment vehicles that we deliver is this comprehensive set of education associated with not just sustainability, but financial education and empowerment and things like that to better educate individual investors, institutional investors, and financial intermediaries around the work that they need to do to create deep, transformational, and lasting change. And so one of the things that's core to our work, because we are a B Corp, mm-hmm. is becoming a contributing member of our community. So we have partnered with 8 nonprofit organizations, NGOs, and for every one of the thematic investment strategies that we run, we contribute in the form of a charitable contribution back to these organizations so that they can, in their own way, in their own right, direct impact in the communities in which we're living and operating in.
So you say on the one side, the person downloading the app, so it's mainly, is it mainly web, or is it that you want people really to interact with the app?
Yeah, so when we actually built the technology platform, we wanted to build something that was easily accessible and easily understood that didn't necessarily have a front door or back door.
Yeah.
But somebody could come in, sign on with a simple email and password sign on, and get as much information that they wanted about how to impact and align that, or how to impact and align their values with their personal missions around sustainability. Much more than a delivery mechanism for sustainable and impact investment product. We really have what we characterize as having built this ecosystem associated with how people live out a more responsible life associated with not just investing, but consumer purchases and things like that.
Yeah. Going back to the point you said before, on the one side, you want to enable everybody to invest into the right kind of, or the corporations that resonate the most with their own kind of purpose that they want to have, right? Like their investment should have some kind of purpose, some kind of impact.
Yes.
Then you're having the education part where you say, okay, people have to also be enabled about education or financially making the right decisions. And you're funneling your investment into NGOs, if I got it right? The ones that are on grassroots level really working in communities. Is that correct?
That's correct. And with reference to the NGOs, and more specifically, what we do is take a percentage of the revenues that derive from our asset management work. And as a B Corporation, feel this level of responsibility to contribute back to these organizations that are doing the pure impact work. So yes, we take 5% of our revenues as an organization and drive those back to those respective NGOs. And so within the platform, we really brand these things under three different pillars or components to the work that we do. Branded under Get Informed, which is the education piece of it. Get Involved, which actually is the formal engagement piece. And we run community events all the time with organizations like with one of our NGO partners, Surfrider Foundation. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, Get Invested, which is taking capital and directing it into these organizations that are making change.
Okay. So how can we explain that to our listener? How is Uday Impact Investing really enabling somebody who has a smartphone, who has some money left over, right? Because everybody is asking themselves, how can I have some kind of investment vehicle where I'm not destroying the world, right? So how does it look like? What can we invest in when we are using Uday Impact Investing?
That's correct. So today we run 8 strategies that are thematic strategies built around the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So it's things like gender equality and inclusion, clean water, ocean health, climate action, animal welfare, and things like that. In fact, we've actually built just this last year a strategy that has foundationally been built around this concept of public interest capitalism or stakeholder capitalism. So it's the identification of corporate organizations that are making deliberate decisions to allocate value back to more than just shareholders, to include all stakeholders, their communities, their employees, their suppliers, their customers. And so foundationally as an organization, what we're really trying to do is identifying those intrinsic characteristics within an organization whereby they're not just writing policy associated with making good decisions that support the long-term health of our planet and all of its inhabitants, but actually putting those things into practice. And one of the unique things that we've done is give our clients an opportunity to make an investment for as low as $100 and get broad diversification literally over hundreds of organizations that are doing this type of work. And as you likely recognize, many formal investment managers or institutional asset managers have very high minimums associated with allowing an individual to participate in impact, ESG, or SRI investing. And we're doing this in a way whereby we're truly democratizing access to those types of opportunities for a values-oriented, responsibly-minded investor.
Okay. So Our listeners can get started on as little as $100, so to speak.
That's correct.
And please finish.
The process is that somebody can simply come into either the Google Store or the iOS Store, download the application, set up simple email and password, and start to understand how that work can be done associated with sustainably minded investing.
What I would like to dive in deeper is because it seems very abstract, right? You just said we can invest over a multitude of different kind of verticals and funds at the end, right? And behind these funds there are companies, but how do you choose which kind of company is doing a good thing, right? Who's running, or where the money is enabling something that is good for the world, to put it in simple terms, And how do you say, okay, we don't invest into these kind of companies? How do you make it possible so that that New Day Impact Investing is actually enabling somebody to invest into the right things?
Right. So the foundation of our work really starts with developing an understanding of these organizations that are truly making an impact. And so at the core of our work is a data analytics and ratings platform, whereby we evaluate more than 8,000 public organizations on a global basis for the broad characteristics that they're embracing around environmental, social, and governance practices. And so we have this comprehensive methodology and selection process to understand how those organizations are delivering on meeting these objectives. And it is a combination of both screening out organizations that, as an example, are not arms manufacturers or fossil fuel companies and things like that.
Yes.
But mostly about positive inclusion. How do we identify organizations that are already taking meaningful steps towards advancing the cause of sustainability in their ongoing business life every day, every month, every quarter, every year, and then measuring that impact? So as an example, in our climate action strategy, we are looking at not just scope 1 and 2 emissions, but scope 3 emissions as well. Scope 1 emissions are the direct emissions that an organization may be contributing through the production of petroleum or something like that. Mm-hmm. And scope 3 emissions are actually the emissions that get produced by driving an automobile or by the practices that an individual or an institution are conducting themselves around every single day. And so the reason that that becomes important is that one of the things that's critical for us to do is to build investment portfolios that we would characterize as non-concessionary, that are driving superior returns associated with this work that they're doing. And so when we look at all of these organizations that are embracing an impact in sustainability over the long term, they have a lower cost of capital and significant financial outperformance as measured next to their peers. And that's what our attempt is to do in all of the investment strategies that we run. So when somebody comes into the mobile application, they download the app and we take them through a risk assessment process and a values identification process whereby they allow themselves to get a better understanding as to whether or not they want to direct investments towards gender equality and inclusion or ocean health. And as a result of how they answer those questions, we make a recommendation in terms of how their assets should be allocated.
I guess one thing what is not super obvious, I guess, is I mean, everybody wants to help cleaning the oceans, for example. I have the app open right now, or gender equality, sustainable AG agriculture, right?
Correct.
I guess the challenge, and I guess some of the objections of our listeners could be, how can something, when I'm putting my money into clean water, actually be profitable? Right. So the classical investor is always looking for the return. Right? I guess the impact investor is also looking for the return, but is also mainly focused on the positive impact. But how can you say that or what is standing behind it that when I'm investing into cleaning the oceans, that it's actually profitable? What is the company doing in the background? You know?
Yes, it really depends on the organization that we're talking about. And so when we look at investing in a particular organization, it may be a direct impact company or an indirect impact company. Okay, so a direct impact company would be as an organization that was focused in the ocean area around aquaculture or development of food products that are not destroying our oceans or polluting. An indirect company could be, as an example, like Tesla as an example. And Tesla made a decision to deliberately not include any kind of animal products, including leather, in any of their automobiles. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is identifying organizations, large organizations, that help move the needle in really, really meaningful ways. And so if we look at climate action as an example, if we were to make effective changes at the 100 largest companies in the world today, we would be making a very significant impact on climate emissions if we could get them to make changes. What's also important for us is to give opportunities to organizations or individuals that want direct impact opportunities through private vehicles or through community investment notes and things like that, which is something that we will be introducing into the direct-to-consumer platform over the course of the next 12 months.
From talking to some of my peers, for example, I know that they've been using apps like N26, for example. And apps like these have had some functions that were also in regards to investing. And also, I mean, not as sophisticated as your solution, but some kind of impact investing. So investing with a positive return. And I know from experience talking to my peers that they are missing this feature because N26 took it out of their app. So some of my peers are always looking for long-term investing opportunities. Why would you say should they choose New Day Impact Investing? What are you doing differently?
Well, I think the most significant thing that we have received accolades for is the deep, authentic, and legitimate work that we're doing on the data and analytics side. And so in addition to the work that we do in direct to consumer, we're providing impact solutions to institutions. So that means foundations, endowments, family offices. We're also providing enterprise solutions to financial intermediaries that want to provide not just education, but investment opportunities to their end clients and financial advisors so that they as organizations can support this idea of their advisors understanding the merits of values-based responsible investing so that they can better educate their own end clients to that end.
Okay, so it's a whole value chain of education really that is going throughout your whole system. So as it sounds, you are more of a B Corp for investing or for tracking companies and keeping them sort of accountable because of data than a pure investing app. Is it correct? So that the data analytics is like the core product. It's something like because there are some banks out there. We talk, for example, to the DKB, which is a bank in Berlin, and they have some kind of SDG tracking system implemented so that they can really say our investment had XYZ impact. So would you say your data and analytics in the back end is really the core product, the core value?
So I think that the core product for us ends up being this engagement mechanism that we have for individuals and institutions. But the distinctive nature of the work that we do is really built around this idea of doing authentic data analytics and ratings. And so today we cover 8,000 global organizations, more than 100,000 public entities, more than 2,000 funds, and we also rate real estate and then private equity. And so we use that data analytics and ratings platform in a couple of different ways. The data ratings and analytics are applied into the investment construction methodology that allow us to drive a higher level of alpha across the portfolio set. In addition to that, it allows what is very, very important in the core of what we do around impact measurement. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to understand if I'm contributing $100 into this cause, what is that $100 doing for the organizations, for this community that I'm serving? And so the analytics and ratings and data piece of that is a critical part of doing that. Mm. And so we have very, very quickly over the last couple of years advanced our cause into the institutional world because of the nature of the data that we produce, unlike any other organization in the world today. And many impact organizations or impact investment firms are simply scraping data from large institutional research providers like MSCI and Sustainalytics and Oakham, another European-based organization. But that's not enough for us. And so we need to build something that is more authentic, that isn't just about reading a company's annual report,
yes,
whereby they're saying that they're doing this type of work, but we want to really understand that they are putting it into practice. And of equal importance is that in the majority of the portfolios that we run, we have an active engagement advocacy approach to working with these organizations. So we will actually go out and work with the executive suite within an organization and boards to advance that cause. And that's really, really important, built around this idea of positive inclusion, whereby when we find an organization that is already making meaningful steps, what they want to do is get better at what they do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you say it's really that you are not only supporting them with some kind of investment, but you're also supporting them with your knowledge about how to do what they are doing in a better way. So when you're really sitting at the core of the data and you're keeping these 8,000 companies accountable, do you have some kind of examples of what is happening in the trenches? So what is your data showing? Is it showing some trend that from these 8,000 companies, the CO2 emissions that they emit is going down, or are they using other suppliers in order to avoid working with people that are getting their energy from fossil fuel-based companies? What is really happening?
So what we're witnessing today is that there are meaningful, very meaningful changes occurring in the institutional and individual investment community. So as an example, here in the U.S., we work with a major family office that's recognized on the world stage for the work that they've done in the technology world. And just recently, there was a mandate that was put in place by this family to go 100% fossil free in everything that they do associated with their investment portfolio. But of equal importance, start to adopt changes within the family so that they're making better decisions to eliminate their carbon footprint. There are many corporate organizations that are doing the same thing. In addition to climate action work that we do, we spend a lot of time working on gender equality and inclusion areas. And so there is a building body of evidence right now that organizations that have high concentration of women and diversity, not just on their boards, but in their executive ranks, perform better than organizations that don't.
Yes.
So we're starting to see meaningful changes at corporate organizations and bringing about this higher level of diversity, which we think is absolutely critical.
That's a very interesting point that you just brought up. In regards to the ratio that people are interested in these, I guess you said it's more than 5-10 categories that I saw. From these whole categories, what is the ratio of what people invest the most in? Where is the most interest of people?
Yeah, it really it spans the map of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals today. So almost all of the strategies that we have touch every single one of those SDGs today.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes from period to period as well. So, you know, there's been a lot of discussion over the course of the last 12 to 24 months around climate. So climate, the climate work that we do almost always ends up becoming incorporated into a piece of somebody's portfolio. The other areas that are very high on the list are gender equality and inclusion. And there are reasons for that as well, too, because historically speaking, women are highly or more greatly interested in the work that goes on around the gender space and around sustainability from a broad perspective as well. And so one of the things that we had chatted about earlier is that next week we're going to be introducing four new investment strategies in the New Day platform. So there will be a sustainable global dividend strategy, a sustainable REIT strategy, real estate investment trust strategy, a strategy that embraces this idea of great places to work. So it's placing additional value on humans, not as just an asset, but something that should be valued within organization and organizations that have had a historical record of supporting that perform better. And lastly, a new gender equality and inclusion strategy that are all being introduced on February 4th.
In addition to the eight strategies that I can see right now in the app. So from Global Impact to Sustainable AG.
That's correct. And on top of that, there are two additional fixed income strategies that are delivered in app, which are an impact bond strategy and a green bond exchange traded fund.
And which is, I mean, we are touching topics which aren't too easy to comprehend, I guess, for the average user, right? For the average consumer, talking about green bonds, talking about this analytics system in the back end, and then your education in between that. So how do you make it easy for the average consumer to get where their money is going, but also have an easy time of using your platform? So you know, it's easy for you because you have a finance background, actually, which is also quite interesting. But maybe you could give us a brief insight. How do you make it possible for the average person to understand what is actually happening and where their money is going?
So there's always this balance that we're trying to strike between the delivery of too little information and too much information. Mm-hmm. And too much information oftentimes can confuse an end user or investor. So the communication relative to either the cause or the specific company that may be included in a specific investment portfolio is kept relatively simple. So in the application, people will understand exactly the nature of the strategy that they're invested in, the sector allocation of that strategy, meaning is it a technology company? Is it a financial services company? Is it an industrial company? And then within that portfolio, the list, the entire list of all of the companies that we invest in, and then why we are investing in that company in a simple, you know, one paragraph statement. In addition to that, what we try to do is that you'll note that as soon as you download the application, the first place that you go to is this dynamic news feed that's been built around sustainability. And so there are profiles that we put up regarding the companies that are part of those portfolios on an ongoing basis. There's relative to information specific to sustainability from a broad perspective, but also the thematic strategies that we are running as well.
I have to ask this question, since it's not a donation app, right? It's an impact investing app. What is the average return that you can provide to your users, to your clients?
That's a really tough question to answer because it's so dependent upon the individual user and the broad strategy that they are setting up across all of those individual portfolios. But our objective as an organization is to beat the relative indexes. So as an example, yes, or like if it's a domestic strategy, meaning that the investments that are made in that strategy are all US-based companies, we would benchmark that strategy typically against the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index. If it is a global strategy, we would benchmark the returns on that strategy next to the MSCI All Country World Index.
Mm-hmm.
But our objective is to deliver alpha above and beyond what an investor could receive for making, you know, an index investment into something like the S&P or the MSCI All Country World Index.
How do you do your risk management when impact investing is still a relatively new area and these companies that you're choosing could be going out of business because they didn't prove their position on the market? They might present returns at the moment. This is why you choose them. They are in alignment with your strategy and with your tracking. But how do you make the risk management and make sure that people don't lose their money when they use the app?
Yes, great question. So risk mitigation is a critical part of what we do as a fiduciary and as a an SEC registered investment advisor. And so largely all of the investments that we were making in every one of these strategies you would define as a mid to large cap organization with broad diversification of revenues, at least for the time being anyway. And so, but risk mitigation is a critical part of sustainable investing. And so what we really try to do is understand those organizations that have either what we characterize as contingent assets or contingent liabilities, not necessarily reflected on their balance sheet. So I can give you a great example. So Pacific Gas and Electric is a very well-known public utility here in the U.S. serving the communities of California. Mm-hmm. And over the course of the last several years, Pacific Gas and Electric has been repeatedly fined by regulators for their failure to cut back growth around transmission plants and transmission wires and things like that. And nobody is stranger to this idea or the tragedies that have occurred in California regarding the wildfires.
Yes. Yeah.
And so one of the things when we first looked at Pacific Gas and Electric before the fire several years ago is that the research was all pointing to this idea that there were significant governance issues at Pacific Gas and Electric that people were failing to pay attention to. And so there was a big red waving flag that said, be careful, there's risk here. And we, as a result, made a decision not to make an investment in Pacific Gas and Electric. There are a lot of other organizations that we can point to whereby those red flags were persistent, whether it be Volkswagen, whether it be Equifax, whether it be recent issues just at Boeing here in the US as well.
Interesting. So you're constantly monitoring, your system is constantly working, and you're probably also doing due diligence in a manual way, right? Like when you say you're sitting in the boards or communicating with them, sounds like a lot of maintenance going into keeping the system up and making sure that people's money is going into areas that is both having a reasonable risk, right? Because investing always has some kind of risk, but also giving the returns and really making sure that it has an impact. What is interesting about your platform is that you also want to educate people. What I would like to focus on is of course you want to educate them, but maybe could you give us an insight into, you said the scope of the companies is 5,000 employees plus, right? Or something around that.
With reference to the companies that we invest in?
Yeah. Or was it 500?
Well, typically, we will invest in mid to large cap organizations, whether they be domestic, US, or global organizations. There are opportunities for us as an investment management organization to create opportunities for individuals and institutions to invest in small cap companies that are more pure opportunities to invest around impact. But we're going to build those investment strategies over the course of the next couple of years as the platform continues to grow.
Are the companies all necessary to be registered on the stock exchange?
That's correct. They are all publicly traded organizations.
Traded organizations. Okay. So it won't be possible to invest into a startup like Ocean Cleanup, for example.
Not yet, but okay. That is under exploration right now.
Really?
I expect that our intention is to have an opportunity to invest in private organizations in 2021.
That is very interesting. So you will enable people who are using the platform to also become some kind of angel investor, so to speak. Investing in private companies that have a lower scope than the big companies, actually.
That's correct. That's what our intention is. And because we have this focus on building what we define as an ecosystem around impact and sustainability, there are a number of new products and services that we are delivering into the platform for individual and institutional investors over the course of the next 12 to 24 months. So as an example, in the second quarter of this year, we will be releasing what is the first of its kind impact banking platform, whereby our customers will receive what is the first to market biodegradable debit card for access to cash balances. And as an example, they will have an understanding that their dollars that are invested or saved at New Day are not lent to other organizations in an irresponsible way like arms manufacturers or fossil fuel companies. But most importantly, as a part of that platform, we're providing a mechanism for understanding around how consumers are affecting their day-to-day purchases using that bank account. So as an example, if one of our customers goes and spends $100 at Walmart, they're going to get an impact score on Walmart. In addition to that, they'll get a relative score for other organizations that are operating in that same space. They'll have an opportunity to raise or lower their score based upon their behavior associated with sustainability on a monthly, quarterly, and annual basis.
Sounds really exciting, and it's something I wanted to ask you as the next question. What is your vision for the company and sort of your dream? But I guess you just answered it, right? Becoming 360 with your finance platform, and also providing some kind of transparency when we are purchasing products. I think I'm really intrigued by the idea, and what I'm asking myself is, when will your friends in Europe be able to make investments?
That is a great question, and something that we are seriously thinking through right now. We have, over the course of the last 6 months, spent a considerable amount of time in the Nordic markets investigating opportunities for partnership and expansion into those markets, largely associated with this idea that those countries are so much further ahead even than where the US is around embracing sustainability.
Yes.
It is critical to our path. And, you know, when we think about the future of this organization, we think about New Day delivered in five languages so that everybody, regardless of their age or affluence, have an opportunity to participate in making change in the world.
Douglas, when you think about you're having your the ideal client before you, what do you want to share with them? What do we need to know about New Day Impact Investing?
I think more important than anything else is that we all have a responsibility to engage, to not just participate with your voice, but participate in a meaningful way using the power of your own personal money to affect change. And regardless of how large that is or how small that is, every single individual and institution can have a role in making that type of change. And so it comes back to this original concept in terms of why we started this organization, mm-hmm. around this idea of unlocking the power of this collective community that cares so much about these issues to not just create awareness around them, but really bridge this chasm between awareness and action.
I love that. It's been a pleasure. And I'm also, I'm at a stage where it's like, we have companies that have such a great cause, but it's still so abstract to really see the impact it has, right? Because when we take this issue of climate change, for example, we still see the amount of CO2 emissions emitted per year growing. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed and being like, okay, there's actually nothing happened. But every time when I'm talking to a passionate founder, to a passionate executive, it sounds like we are making progress. So you really believe in the power of the individual enabled by solutions like yours.
We absolutely are. We have, over the course of the last several years, spent many, many hours out speaking at higher ed academic institutions all over the U.S. And the reason that we do that is to bring about an understanding as to how individuals can participate in this mechanism for change. And when we do these presentations at universities and colleges all over the U.S., it's very rewarding for us because we have students that come up to us and say, I feel now that I've got an opportunity in a different way to at least engage. And so we're going to continue to do those types of events for both students and faculty to drive change in a very grassroots way to get everybody involved in this transformation process that we're embracing today.
So hopefully with this conversation, we got you engaged and we got you hungry for change. And you think now, okay, I can actually do something, right? Products like New Day Impact Investing are out there. We just need to be proactive searching for them and using them. And then the collective energy of people wanting change will pick up, because as we just heard, it's much more than just an app that is using some kind of, you mentioned sustainalytics, right? To get something like a low-hanging fruit just mention impact investing. No, it's much more. You have a solution of tracking and analytics, keeping 8,000 companies accountable. So at least you have my trust. I hope you have the trust of the listeners. Douglas, where do you want to lead our listeners?
So what I'd like to say is that we've operated in the space of sustainability and impact for several decades right now. And what's going on right now is more exciting than any other period of time. You have large global organizations like BlackRock, as an institutional investment manager, taking leadership around this issue and pushing other organizations to make change as well. What's most important right now and most exciting for us is this younger generation of individuals, either described as millennials or Gen Zs, that want this values alignment. They want jobs with social purpose. they want their investments to align with those fundamental values that they care about. And they are, at least here in the US, almost 100 million strong and 1.3 billion around the planet. And so when we come back to this idea of making collective change, there's real power in that. And CEOs of these organizations that have impact on our world are starting to pay greater attention to what will end up being their future consumers. This generation of individuals today now represents 40% of US purchasing power alone. And that's a powerful, powerful force if we can unlock them to drive towards these issues that everybody cares about.
Let's tap into that. Hopefully we could contribute a little bit to your mission. Thank you so much, Douglas. I'm looking forward to sending you the podcast and then making people aware of it. Thank you for your time.
Maximilian, thank you very much for the work that you do as well. This is all critically important and really pleased to be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.